number two. Is there someone who can read this? Danielle, are you up for reading for us?
Yes. You are at Up House in the afternoon. There is an event today where people can come and visit the clubhouse. You are working independently at your computer. There is more noise than usual, and you cannot focus on your work. You are developing a headache. You decide to leave Up House. You are feeling overwhelmed.
You would rather stay, but you are feeling overwhelmed. Okay, so date and time of the scenario. This can be today for exercise purposes.
Okay, so scenario number two, date and time?
Yeah.
Today?
Yeah. Oh. And we'll put 2 o'clock.
November, what time?
Two o'clock? Yes, please.
2 o'clock, like that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Stressful event.
What is the stressful event?
Too much noise.
Yes. Did you hear that, Imad?
Noise?
Too much noise, oh. Yeah. And where's this noise coming from?
Around you.
Yeah. And I did say there's an event today where people can come and visit. So there's more people than usual.
Jade?
Yes.
Why is that the answer instead of around you? Because too much people doesn't necessarily mean it's too noisy. It's just the people around you that are making the noise, right? It could be 5 people, it could be 25.
I think you're right. That can be true in both cases. I'm saying only because I said there's an event today where there are more, there's an event today where people can come visit, and then I went on to say there's more noise than usual. So it could be related, but it doesn't have to be.
So what happens when some member can't adapt or cooperate with this event? They leave or they complain?
Sometimes. I think there's more than one response we can have. Like someone might come and say, oh, today it's really loud and I'm having a hard time, which is one way to deal with it.
Okay.
Or you might decide not to say anything at all and just say, okay, I'm leaving, and you go on your way, but none of us know that it was because you were feeling overwhelmed. Or you may choose to sit exactly where you are and just deal with it internally, which are, in all three cases, it can cause you internal stress. Yeah, let's move on. How happy do you think this person is feeling?
Six.
Six?
Six.
Yeah, six is good. I have a question about why they might be a six.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Sorry. You said before that a 10 is what? The worst or the best?
10 is the best. 10 is you are at your happiest.
Okay, so I would, okay.
What would you say, Leslie?
I would disagree with the six.
Yeah, what number would you get?
I would be more like a 3 or a 4.
Okay. Can you add? You want to choose 3 or 4 or 3.5?
3.5.
And there's other possible answers also, because like I was saying before, how happy you feel depends on the person. So Leslie's saying this would make him feel more of a 3.5, where James said, oh, I'd be a 6. I probably, myself, as much as I like interacting and being in groups, when I'm trying to work on something and the environment is too loud, even at work, I'm like, okay, kids, quiet down! But inside, I feel, I'd say like a 5. I'm like, how long is this going to last before things can be normal again? So it's different for everyone. All right, thoughts and feelings. What would this person be thinking or feeling? Well, I have an example. My thought would be, how long is this gonna last? When will this be over?
Or how else can I get this done?
Yeah, so Imad, could you write for us?
Is it possible, let's say, to move into the office and close the door? Or work where Ruth's area back there, instead of being, you know.
So what you can write, Imad, is, can I work somewhere else? Which I would say Leslie's thought is a little more proactive than mine. I'm just going to sit there and wonder how long this is going to last. And he's like, no, how can I get this done? Any other thoughts, members, that we want to add up here? Tony or James? Pierre, Danielle?
I think it's, I was in that situation and then you came over and I think it was just good to talk about it.
Ah, yes. Yeah. You can add talk to someone about it.
Complain?
That's not what I said. No. Talk to someone about it. Doesn't mean you're complaining, you're expressing how you feel.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
The reason that I'm on the lower end of the scale and the thought of moving somewhere else,
uh-huh.
although you did not assign how, like the work that this person's doing,
mm-hmm.
right? It's not stated whether it's urgent work, something that's got to be done, or he's just doing work in general.
Mm-hmm.
I take it as whatever he's doing has got to be done.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got to find a solution. So first of all, he's angry or upset that there's all the noise.
Mm-hmm.
But what's easier, to stop, try and get everyone to stop talking,
mm-hmm.
or for him to just move to another location and see if it works better for him?
Right.
So that, I'm just trying to explain
why
I'm thinking that way.
Yeah, you're saying if the work is more urgent, then you'd feel more pressure to get it complete, so move somewhere else that you can get it done.
Right.
Okay.
If it's not, then the higher on the scale is also good.
Right. Okay, so let's see. The cause of the event, what would people say?
Much noise.
Too much noise. Do people want to add anything
else? Too
many
people, not too much.
Yeah, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Could the cause of the event actually be the fact that the person wants to get their job done?
Yes, like, that is another...
And then,
did I cut you off?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I said, could the cause be that the person who's doing it wants to get the job done then and now. So he's, you know, if it's demanded that someone says, hey, I need this right away, or he's just wants to do it because he wants to do it.
Then, yeah.
So he's, in a way, causing his own problem.
Yeah, by putting that pressure on himself. So,
right.
Imad, you could put pressure to get it done. Any additional thoughts, members?
Yeah.
In this category? Physical symptoms. So like we said in the previous scenario, there's many ways that stress can physically manifest. But what is the example given in the scenario?
A headache,
that's right. They are developing a headache.
Overwhelm,
I think, would go with...
Feeling.
Hey, did we do feeling? What happened to feeling? Oh yeah, in thoughts and feelings, for example, Tony, you could put overwhelmed there.
Yeah.
Overwhelmed?
In thoughts and feelings, go up
two.
Yeah.
Thoughts and feelings?
Well,
yeah.
Physical symptoms.
What do I write here?
Overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed, like it's
mm-hmm.
physical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, how would you describe being physically overwhelmed?
Well, it's like
on your body.
When you're under pressure, too much pressure.
I'm asking what it feels like in the
feels
body.
Feels like when you
yes.
can't breathe, yeah.
This is what I'm looking for, the naming how it feels in our body.
Okay.
So, Imad, could you add there, beside headache, feeling like you...
Nasal congestion?
Feeling like you can't breathe. So, yeah, you feel like you're trying to catch your breath.
That's exaggerated.
Maybe for you, Imad, but I can relate. That's okay.
Sorry, the feeling that you can't do it?
The simple thing that keeps us alive, we feel like we can't do it when we're feeling overwhelmingly stressed. All right, last but not least, go down one, Imad. How well did this person handle the scenario? Did they handle it poorly, good, so-so? What do we think?
So-so.
Leslie says so-so. I also say so-so. Why, Leslie?
The reality is, he made no effort to resolve the situation. He just decided that this is it, and it's not going to change, and I'm going to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than say to somebody, can we keep it down, can we keep it quiet, or I'm going to move somewhere else, or, you know, something like that.
Yeah. So Leslie's saying, in the moment, they didn't do anything to change the environment or change the situation. The reason I say it's so-so, because in the case it says you would rather stay. So the truth is you'd rather be here with everyone, but because of this feeling, you decided to leave. Now, I'll add another level to that, because something we were looking at before was avoiding the stressor and changing your environment. So if maybe you're just at a place in your stress management where you're not yet able to say the things like, is there somewhere else I can work, or maybe I can talk to Jade about it, or you're not there yet, but you're going to say to yourself, I know if I stay here, I'm only going to feel worse, so I'm going to get up and go so I can avoid this stressor. So this is... Sorry?
No, I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, all I was going to say is that's why I would categorize it as so-so.
Oh.
Is one of the categories in that list overwhelmed or no?
We put overwhelmed in feelings. One of the feelings that the person might be experiencing is overwhelmed.
Okay.
Is that what you're looking for?
Well, I was going to say, I thought it would also go well there because theoretically he is overwhelmed. He's not willing to find a compromise or anything. He's just going to leave. So yeah. He must be overwhelmed with this. With the noise.
Yeah. Well, the last category was asking how well did they handle it.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, so because they're overwhelmed, we're saying they handled it so-so. All right, so I'm feeling tension in this room, members. Let's bring it back to the feel-good environment.
Finished?
Yes, you're finished writing. I'm just going to kind of close up the session here.
Okay.
You can have a seat, go. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Imad.
Yes, thank you, Imad. So,
thank you, Imad.
I started this activity by asking the question, how do we think having a stress journal can be useful for us? And Leslie mentioned a few of the points on here that you can see what causes you the stress, what your thoughts and feelings towards it were, how did you react? Are there other benefits that we can see having gone through the process? Are there other things that we can say this tool might be useful for us?
What's the question?
How can doing this when you feel stressed help you to deal with your stress?
But if people can be with the crowd, then they should choose an activity where there is no crowd there. Like what? Like data entry. It's no crowd there. Nobody against.
Well, I think Imad, what you're saying is you can start to see what the causes of your stress were, and then choose to, you know, organize yourself around what you know will cause you stress. And that's kind of one of the points, to avoid your stress until you're able to better handle it. Okay, so to close, I would like to just summarize. So the question again is, what are the benefits of using a stress journal? Tony, can I trouble you to read for me?
So what are the benefits of using a stress journal?
Uh-huh.
Helps with problem solving.
Uh-huh.
Helps to identify negative thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
See the causes of stress. See what levels of stress you can operate under. See how you can improve the way you manage stress.
Yeah, that's it in a nutshell. When you're able to look at where your stress is coming from and how you're currently dealing with it, then you can look back after the stressful moments and say, huh, well, I noticed on Monday and Wednesday and Friday, I left because I couldn't deal with insert situation here. So you might say, well, how can I make it so that I can spend more time in a place that I want to be? You can start to see the patterns of your behavior and the way that you respond towards it, and that will give you the information that you need to then be able to change your habits. So in our next session, we're going to be looking at examples of stress journal entries. I won't stress you all out too much. I won't ask you for scenarios, but I will provide them. And we're going to look at these people that we don't know and the stressors of their lives, and look at what the information is telling us about them. Sorry, go ahead, Leslie.
The one thing my father taught me at a very young age is if you write things down, you remember them better than if you don't. Even if you take that piece of paper and throw it in the garbage, the fact that you're writing. So the idea, I guess, from this is you obviously don't carry your journal with you everywhere you go, but hopefully you remember these things, and at the moment, when you're stressed for some reason, you can reflect back on some of the answers and solutions that you experience. Not because otherwise it's going to lead to another situation and another writing down of a stress problem if you can't resolve it. Whereas if you've already gone through that experience, hopefully you can remember something about what you wrote and work your way out of it then.
Yeah, that is exactly the idea. That's how this tool is supposed to be used. And I'm one of the people who do carry their journal everywhere, so it may not be so frowned upon, because I think it works. All right, any final questions, comments, concerns? Are we all good members?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
You said something about next week. What's going to happen next week?
Yeah, next week we'll be looking at how to analyze this information, and it kind of connects to what Leslie's saying about looking back and being able to look for solutions. That's where we're heading for next week. All right, thank you very much, members.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Leslie. You're listening to Radio Up at www.radio-up.org.